welcome to another segment of A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You have the opportunity to download free app called TuneIn. Remember, the app is called TuneIn. On any electronic device, download it, okay? Now, when you do, search WWGH and take advantage of all the talk shows that we have to offer you. I'm sure you will find one to your liking. Let me share with you those who faithfully support the Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist in Marion, Ohio here. 740-382-8552 is his number. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street. Telephone number there, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you out of LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there, 740-262-0939. I'd like to start my show with a thought for today, and it's titled, React Positively. Our first reaction to a difficult situation is often negative. There is a tendency to be carried away in a storm of negative thoughts. Such thoughts are of no use and lead us further from the solution. Okay, we have a caller already. Hello, caller? Hello? Caller? Hello?
This is Sarah. Can you hear me?
Hi, Sarah. How are you? I was just finishing up my thought for today. Just give me one more second, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thinking one positive thought every day helps me to maintain stability. Constant practice will help me remain stable, even in the most difficult circumstances. So those of you who heard all of the words of the thought for today, the title once again is React Positively. We know that we're going through a very difficult time in our country, in our nation, and in the world. Coronavirus. I call it the age of coronavirus. Now, my guest I have today is Sarah. How are you today, Sarah?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you. And you're going to have to give me your last name. I did not get it earlier.
Alzi.
How you spell that?
E-L-S-E-A.
Okay, Alzi. All right, then. And Sarah is associated with Child Evangelism Fellowship. And what is your position there, Sarah?
I work as a children's ministry specialist, and I have been doing that for 5 years now, but I'm now training to be a local director.
Oh, okay. So how long have you been affiliated with CEF?
So 5 years I've been working with CEF, but my first experience with them was actually when I was in the eighth grade.
Oh, okay.
I was on a mission trip to Columbus, Ohio, and we were doing backyard Bible clubs. And the day before we left, my youth pastor had handed me a missionary story, and he said, "Hey, you're going to share this tomorrow, but you have to memorize the story before tomorrow." So, here I am, eighth grade. I'm a people pleaser, so I said, "Okay, I'll do it." But in the back of my mind, I'm terrified because I was shy. I didn't like talking in front of people and was nervous to teach in front of kids. And that week, I just really saw God take hold of me and show me that he could use me in something I didn't think I could do.
Right.
Because he took over, and as I was teaching, it was just, the kids were captivated. I was captivated myself because I didn't realize I could do that. So it was just God showing me that he could do this through me. Amen. So that's when it kind of started. And that's, I didn't even know it was Child Evangelism Fellowship material.
Uh-huh.
But my director actually worked with my youth pastor when they were younger together. So I didn't even know about that. Later on, once I got involved with CEF, I realized that they had known each other when they were younger, probably about the same time or a little bit before David had been my youth pastor. But it was just interesting how God put that all together. He had planned it years before I was working with CEF that I was going to be working in this ministry.
He's such a great God, isn't he?
He is.
And he knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, he already had all this put together, and he knew that you would come through.
Yeah.
He knew that. Yes, he did. Absolutely.
Had a plan.
So that's kind of like how you got involved in Child Evangelism Fellowship in mm-hmm. 8th grade, huh? So, okay, you were a young missionary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great. So, you said you were on your way to be a missionary. Where was that located at? Or did I hear you right?
When I was doing the mission trip?
Yes, yes.
In Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, Columbus, okay.
So we did it, we went to some different areas. Like I believe, it's been a while ago, so I can't remember everything. But I believe we worked with some daycares, and they brought the kids outside, and we did our club with some kids at daycares, and then we also did them at some homes that had been selected throughout Columbus.
So did you always go to church as a young child? Or?
Yes, yeah. So I was raised in church,
okay.
And I got saved when I was 5 years old.
Beautiful.
So from personal experience, I know that a child can come to know the Lord. And it is, there's nothing quite as joyful as seeing a child come to God.
Amen.
And come to realize how much he loves them.
Right.
And so it's exciting to be a part of a ministry that is reaching children. And the threefold purpose of Child Evangelism Fellowship is that the children are evangelized. So we share Jesus with the children. We don't stop there. We disciple them. So we teach them how to grow in their relationship with God. We teach them about having a quiet time, reading their Bibles, and how to love others. And then we connect them with a local church. So that's what's really important to us. And that's actually kind of what led me to Child Evangelism Fellowship. Just kind of going back to that story, I got a degree in children's ministry when I was working in seminary. And so once I left there, I ended up going and being a nanny. I was a nanny in the state of Virginia for 3 years. And as I was doing that, I really, towards the end of those 3 years, felt that God was calling me to get involved in children's ministry, but I didn't know what that was going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
But I had felt that I really wanted to help the children who don't go into church buildings, you know, the ones that wouldn't be anywhere near a church, you know, their parents wouldn't take them to church. I wanted to reach those kids. And my youth pastor knew I was looking for a job. And so, or I should say at that point, my former youth pastor, because I was well out of being in youth group at that point. But he contacted our local director, Mike Todd, and I kind of looked into Child Evangelism Fellowship. I watched a video on it. I didn't really know much about it, but after watching what they were saying in that video was exactly what I felt God calling me to, is I was felt that God wanted me to do something to reach the children outside the church, and that's exactly what they said in that video.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, this must be what he wants me to do.
Amen.
This has got to be it.
Amen.
So I moved back to Ohio, and actually the day I moved back, met my husband. So God had that all planned out perfectly as well.
Wow.
And then I started raising support for
right.
doing the ministry, because it is a missionary position, so I raised my own financial support to work as a missionary locally.
Right, right. Wow. So. Was it that long ago that I met you?
Yeah, I believe, because you were on our local committee at that time, I believe, when I came on. So that would have been, like, 5.5 years ago is probably when I met you.
Oh, my. That's been a long
time.
Time
flies.
Wow, it does not seem like it, but we are fortunate to have you as a missionary, Children Ministries specialist.
Thank you. It's a blessing from the Lord. He's the one who does the work through me, and I'm just thankful to be a part of that. So.
Amen. To God belongs all the glory. You're so right about that.
Yeah.
He's the one. He's the man. I said, Lord, you're the man.
He is.
Yes, he
Most
is.
Definitely.
Yes, he is. And do you still do the ministry in local schools or five-day clubs, or how do you minister now? Same way?
So are you talking about because of COVID-19 or just in general?
In general, yes.
In general, okay, yes. So in general, yes. Good News Clubs is our after-school program that we hold in many schools throughout. We're in 10 different counties that we are doing ministry in. So there's Marion and Union, which would be local to you, and then Hardin, Hancock, Wyandotte, Wood, Putnam, Allen, Henry, and Logan counties. So the Lord has opened up a lot of doors, so that's exciting.
Yes.
And we minister to the children after school through Good News Club, and we do a Bible lesson, we have songs, we do a missionary story, and teach them a Bible verse. And so I've led a lot of Good News Clubs, and usually, typically, I would have 5 Good News Clubs a week, and then during the summer, we do 5-day clubs, as you had mentioned, which is our backyard Bible clubs, where we literally move into the neighborhood, basically, and somebody will host that club at their house, and we'll bring the teaching, they'll bring the snack, and they'll invite the kids, and we get to reach the neighborhood that way. So that's always a really unique and exciting experience. And then during the, in between the end of summer and the beginning of the school year, we do the county fairs. So we go to the county fairs and we share the gospel with the kids. We do a face painting. So that kind of covers everything, I think. The main things that I help with at this point. But that'll change a little bit as I learn more and do more to train for local director. But yeah, that's my primary responsibilities now.
Right, right. So how do you rate the Good News Club or Child's Evangelism Fellowship as being in ministry, a children's ministry? I know there seems to be a couple out there. There was the one, well, it's not really elementary, but release time. That was for teens. And I did the JYC club, which was also teens, preteen, teens.
So Good News Clubs are for elementary age. And actually, our local director does some preschool ministry as well. He'll go into the daycares, and he will reach the preschoolers in the daycares. And we actually have one of the largest preschool ministries in CEF in the U.S. We're one of the larger ones in our preschool ministry. So that's really exciting as well.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, I know he really enjoys working with them, with the little ones. And so yeah, and then the 5-day clubs, we typically open it up from preschool all the way up to, we don't turn anyone away.
Right,
so anyone
right.
that comes is glad to come. So any age group for those.
Yeah, like you say, you received Christ when you were 5 years old, and I remember leading a 4-year-old to Christ and understood everything I was saying. I was blown away, but even the Bible says, the Lord says, even a child can understand. They don't err in it, and it's like us grown-ups, you have to knock us in the head.
That's right. We're a lot more set in our ways.
Yeah,
Kids are like sponges. They just take it in and they accept him.
Yes.
They don't put up walls for him.
Isn't that beautiful?
They accept his love. So.
Wow. So it's better to come when you're young than when you get older, because you're already set in your ways. And I had a lot of adults, you can't tell them anything. They know it all already.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to pray that the Lord softens their heart.
Right.
That's beautiful.
And then Child Evangelism and Fellowship, our main verse is actually in Matthew 18:14 that says, "So it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish."
Amen.
And so he has a heart for the children. And so because of that, we should have a heart to reach them.
Mm-hmm. Right. And don't hinder them from being with the Lord or
hearing
about the Lord. And we
the Lord gets pretty angry if we try to get in the way of him reaching the children.
And that was a lot of opposition that we have faced as far as being, even the JYC club, it was a lot of opposition there.
Yeah.
From the parents also. And the young preteens that had other obligations in the school, you know, sports and things like that. And they didn't have time for God. They wouldn't take time for God, and they would leave it up to, the parents would leave it up to them. Well, do you want to go? Well, no, they don't want to come. And wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And look at where we are now.
Yes.
Yes, look at where we are now.
It's a unique time in our world right now.
Yes, it is. And it's even the more unique for the Lord.
Right. He tells us to be still. And we're getting an opportunity to do that, aren't we?
Yeah, I think he's been telling me that the past 3 years. Be still.
Yeah.
And I am God. I'm like, what does that mean?
So many of us are used to being busy and going. And I know especially parents are used to that as well, you know, going with their kids, you know, to school activities and this and that. Kids are involved in all kinds of stuff these days. And so I can't imagine what they all must be going through, being not able to do those things and being stuck at home.
I think God is giving us an opportunity to really see what's important.
Right. That's right.
You know, it's not about the busyness, you know. And
mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's a camouflage to keep us from really doing what we need to be doing.
Right.
You know,
that's just what they're used to, is just being so busy. But look at Mary. And when Jesus was teaching in their house and Martha was serving and making food, and Mary chose to sit at Jesus' feet and listen to him.
Right.
And that's what we all need to be doing.
That's true, because he's speaking very loudly.
Yes.
Right now.
And he's in control.
Yes, he is.
He has a plan. He knows what the plan is. And we just have to listen for what his plan is and trust in him.
Absolutely. You're right. You're right. And you know, like you said, this time is very unique for us and our generation. In this generation is a lot of different age groups, because they say, you know, 1918, we had a pandemic back then. I don't know if it was worldwide, but I know a lot of people lost their lives.
Right.
And we're also looking at toward the end of the world and time wrapping up, as like the Bible says, may not be right there at the end, but close to it. Living in the last of the last days. And I know you're a children's ministry specialist, but also you have been with the Lord and you are with the Lord. So what could you tell our listeners today in reference to what's going on?
Well, I have a psalm that I've been sharing with the kids via our Facebook page that we have created online. We've put a Facebook page up, and we upload these videos. A few times a week, we upload a little devotional for the kids, so they have something. And as I've shared those devotions, one of them was sharing Psalm 121, and I really like these first two verses in Psalm 121, and they say, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." I really think those are powerful verses for this time and what we're all facing, and we just have to take the time to lift our eyes up to Him and realize that He's our help. Because, yeah, we don't understand why all this is happening. And so that's more the reason to look to the one who made us, you know?
Yes.
He knows everything, and He knows why this is happening and why He allows certain things to happen. So we just have to trust Him and look to Him through this. And so and it's been a unique time with our ministry as well, because we're not able to go in the schools. School is out for the rest of the school year, so we can't come in and do our Good News Club ministry as was planned, but that doesn't mean we're not ministering still. Like I said, we started this Facebook page, and the Lord is the one who gave us this idea. Actually, it's really funny because my husband bought this tent, and we were planning to do some camping trips this summer. And he bought this tent, and we set it up upstairs in our house. And so it's just set up in there. And right around then is when COVID-19 was announced, and we were all told to stay home. And I thought, how cool would it be to do the devotion inside this tent? Because as a kid, you just love to make tents. And you just love to do that. You love the idea of just being in a tent and hanging out. And so I actually record the devotions from my tent there in our house, and that's how we came up with the Good News Camp In, because it's not a camp out. We're not supposed to be going out. So it's a camp in. So if any kids or if parents would like to, you know, go to facebook.com/GNCampIn. That is the site for our Good News Camping that has our devotions. We've got someone that's uploading crafts on there that the kids can do from home. And there's other things also we have with our ministry that CEF is doing. There's actually a YouTube page that the kids can watch songs, and there's a memory verse song. There's whole Bible lessons on there, and it's called Unite. So that's with a U. U-N-I-T-E. Unite. And if parents look that up for their kids, there's actually Good News Clubs right there on that website. So something that they can watch, and they upload a new one every week. And then another thing that's out there is called Tell a Story. So what you do is you call this number, and each day they have a different Bible story that they share on there. And so that number is 1-888-878-8660. It's 1-888-878-8660. So if they call that number each day, they can have a little story shared with them. It's only a few minutes long, but it's another chance for the kids to hear something. So that's some different things we have going on during this pandemic. So
that's great.
I mean, the kids desperately need Jesus.
Yes.
And during these times, they desperately need some good news.
Yes.
And so those are some different outlets that parents or, you know, churches can use to reach the kids during this time. You know, we got to spread the word about it so that more people know about it, and they can plug parents and kids in so that they can learn about God.
Yes, absolutely. And give us that Facebook.com. Again.
The Facebook.com, it's Facebook.com/GN, as in good news,
okay.
GN Campin. So C-A-M-P-I-N, so camp and in. So GN Campin.
Okay.
All right. And then if anybody is interested in being involved with Child Evangelism Fellowship, whether that be volunteering or even, you know, if you have a passion to come on staff, be a missionary, local missionary, if you're interested and you live in Marion or Union counties, you can actually contact Cheryl Lee, and her number is 740-262-0939. Cheryl Lee, 740-262-0939. And so if you live in Marion or Union counties, you may contact her about volunteering with us. Also, if you're interested and you live in any of those other counties that I listed, Hardin, Hancock, Wyandotte, Wood, Putnam, Allen, Henry, or Logan counties, and you would like to be involved in reaching the children, you could contact our local director, Mike Todd, and his number is 419-957-0403. So his number again is 419-957-0403. So those are just some contacts. If you maybe you've been listening to this and you're thinking, I would really like to be a part of this ministry, then there's a couple people that you can contact, and we would love to plug you in because we are always looking for more volunteers. And once everything opens up again, we will need more volunteers so we can be face-to-face with the kids again. I look forward to that day because I really miss all those kids right now.
Right. I bet they do. I bet you miss them and they miss you.
Yes. It's one of the best parts of my day is when I get to have Good News Club after school and see those kids and just see their hearts and their excitement to sing about Jesus and learn about him, and it just encourages me every day. So I am missing that. But I'm thankful that we do have technology today.
Yes, yes.
And we're able to use that to reach the children.
Yes. So the Good News Clubs, like throughout the different counties, have do they notify like the students that they had and let their parents know that these avenues are open to them?
Yes, yep. We have contacted them to let them know about this. But anyone is welcome to use any of these things. You don't have to be in Good News Club to be on these sites or to be encouraged by these things. But yes, we contacted the parents. We also contacted them to let them know we're praying for them.
Yes.
And also we've been emailing them. We've been emailing the parents weekly, and we've been sending them devotion papers that they can their kids can use. And also, if you do go to that Good News Camping site, Child Evangelism Fellowship has just put out an activity book. They just made it recently, and anyone can get this for free. So if you do go to that Facebook page, I have shared the link to that, so you'll see it. I mean, it was pretty recent, just a couple of days ago. But this is a great resource that we can use. And it is absolutely free. So, you know, it's got some coloring pages, some different activities and things to help the kids keep them busy, but in a good way. I mean, to learn more about God. And I know that probably some kids are getting pretty bored at home. So this is a great resource for the parents and the kids. Something that they can do that's good for them to help them connect with God.
Yes, they said there is an uprise in the selling of Bibles.
Yeah.
Like no, never before.
Which is wonderful.
Isn't it? So God is
the greatest book.
Right. God is not dead, is he? Like some people would like to think or say, God is not dead. Because people, you know, like you said, is a bestseller. And they know where to go. They know where to turn. Because when you look everywhere else and you can't find any answers, you must go to God. You must go to the source of life itself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, our Creator and Savior.
The living book.
Yes.
That's what I always tell the kids. It's alive. Every time that you read this book, God is speaking straight to you.
Mm-hmm.
And no other book can do that.
Nope.
So how amazing it is. If you have a Bible, pull it out. What a great opportunity where we have all this extra time. we have extra time to sit and learning what God is wanting to say to us.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I've been praying for myself because sometimes I sit there and the Bible's there and I'm on the TV or I'm on the phone, you know, because this is a time when people are ecstatic. I have children, I have grandchildren, and they want, you know, checking on me and see if I'm all right. I got to check on them, see if they're all right, because all of my children don't live here in Marion. But it's just been a tumultuous time, you know. And I just start praying, Lord, help me. Help me get back to my word and the love of your word. Because, you know, without his word, we can't function.
Yeah.
We can't function in this world without hearing from him. You know, it's so important, and it just feels so good when you can sit there and just bask in the beauty of his holiness and you know, take in what he's saying to you. It's like you said, it's alive. It's just spending time with him. No one else but you and him. It's
right.
It's a marvelous experience every day.
Absolutely.
All day.
And so you said you have grandkids.
Yeah, I have
so how are you able to spend time with them during the pandemic? Do you video them or?
Well, you know, really, they're all grown except for one, and he's going to be 16 May.
Okay.
May 5th? Yeah, May 5th. He's going to be 16 years old. My great-grandbaby, she's going to be 2 in July.
Aww.
Yeah, and I'm trying to teach her that song, Jesus Loves Me.
Yeah.
Oh, how I love Jesus, you know, so just something, you know, she's a very quiet little girl.
Yeah.
You know, she may say a word or two, but she basically watches you and looks at you, watch your mouth when you speak and things, but I don't know, she's not that talkative.
She's taking it all in.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
She'll grow up and be a missionary.
Right?
Because that's how I was when I was 2.
Really?
I only know this because I saw a home video.
Really?
But my brother, you know, he's very talkative. And he was very talkative. He was 5 at the time that I was 2. And he just, you see him on the video talking. And then he'll ask me a question. And my little 2-year-old voice, I'll say, yeah. That's about it. You know? But I did know Jesus loves me. Yep, my parents taught me that song, so I could sing. I liked to sing, but I didn't really talk much.
Right.
I was a quiet little thing.
She does not. She does not talk much at all. She doesn't. And I was wondering about that, you know. Is she going to talk one day? But that encourages me, Sarah, very much.
Yeah, good. You just never know what God's going to do with somebody.
That's true. We don't know. Absolutely.
Can't ever look at somebody and say, oh, that person isn't going to be able to do this or that. You know, because when I was a nanny, I took care of a little boy who had Down syndrome. And we were told, you know, different things from his doctors, or that he wouldn't be able to walk for a while. I worked really hard with him. I said, Mark, you are going to be able to walk. Mm-hmm. And we're going to work hard. And he was only about 9 months old at the time, so he didn't really know exactly everything I was saying to him. But I said, you're going to learn to walk, and that's why we have to do these different exercises. And he did. He learned to. He was walking by, I think it was 18 months, which is pretty average, actually.
Right.
And, you know, and I just FaceTimed them not too long ago. They live in Florida now, but he can sing. He can tell you John 3:16. So, you know, that little boy, I mean, he's growing up now.
Right.
I think he's like, he's 8. But yeah, he'll sit there. He can sing Jesus Loves Me. He knows. You know,
Amen.
It's amazing.
Yes.
And I saw one of my friends the other day put up on Facebook, she has like maybe I think a 5-year-old little girl, and she shared the gospel on this little video, about 2.5-minute video, and she shared the whole gospel, how to know Jesus.
Really?
And
five
she was so
old.
Excited about it. And it was just, I watched that and it just made me so happy. I said to her, I said, you need to, this little girl has a great gift. I mean, she can go and share Jesus and many people, many lives could be changed. And she's only five.
Amen. Wow.
So we never can underestimate what God can do in a life, whether it's a baby,
yeah,
a kid, a teenager, an adult. He
That's
can
true.
Use you.
That's true. Well, she's going to be a powerhouse.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting when you see somebody that, you know, really, they learn about God and then they know Him and they just want to share Him with others. They're excited.
Yes.
It's always good to see that.
That is a great commission for us Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that, you know, Child Evangelism Fellowship is doing that. But I think somehow Christians, adults, we've kind of lost our way when it comes to bringing others in.
Right. Yeah.
Something's not right since churches are closed. You know what I'm saying? Like, something's wrong there. So, like you were saying earlier, the busyness is even in the church, you know. And
yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
From the pastor to the person who cleans up the bathrooms, you know. There's no distinguishing between the church. And we don't want the church. The church has lost its savor, which is like the salt. You are the salt of the world, you know. Salt of the earth. And when we lose our savor, we can't bring people to Christ because we're basically almost in the same condition the world is in.
Right.
You know, we don't want to be Christians who have lost our savor. We want to be able, like salt brings thirst to a person. Like if you bag potato chips, you either want some ice cold water, you might want a Mountain Dew or a Coke or something like that to wash down the salt, you know. And it's like, okay, we as Christians, where is our salt? You know,
right.
And he says, if your salt is not doing what it's supposed to do, which is drawing other people to Christ, then it's no good except to be thrown out. And I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus, help us. We need your help.
We
need you to stir us up, Lord. I don't want to be lost. And I'm sure a lot of Christians do not want to be lost. But, you know, we got to wake up. This is our time to wake up and put on the whole armor of God and be in the church.
Because we have hope.
Yes.
So we should not live as those who don't have hope.
That's right.
Yeah, that's why we have to be plugged in to His Word and talking with Him, having fellowship with Him. That's the only way that we're going to be able to communicate to the world His love in the way that a little child can, you know.
Yes.
We have to be like that child and be eager to spend time with the Lord and eager to share what we've learned. Because that's the way the kids are. They want to share what they've learned. They're so excited about it. And if we could just, you know, get a hold of that and be excited. And I'm speaking to myself here, too.
I know you are. As well as I am
preaching to myself.
Yes.
Often when I'm teaching to the kids, I'm, you know, God is putting those words there, you know.
Yes.
So the things that I'm saying, He's speaking to me.
Yes,
He's saying,
he
hey, you need to do this too. You know, it's a constant everyday. It's a journey.
It's a journey. That's, you know, that's what I was saying. We, the church, have lost our Savior because we're all in this together. We are the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
it's not a building.
No,
it's not a building.
Not a building. We
it's
are the
people.
Church. You know,
it's the believers.
And we got to be about our Father's business, not just in deeds and, you know, but our heart has to be in it.
Right.
It's our heart that has to be in it, you know. And I think that's what it makes me think of the Laodicean church, you know. We're praising God and thanking God with our lips, but our heart is just not in it, you know. And that's a sad state to be in, but you know what? It is not a state that we have to stay in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a way to repent and get ourselves right where we should be. Because this is not the time to be ineffective.
Exactly.
In society and in this world today. Because He left this to us. And if we don't have any power, Wow. We don't have nothing to look forward to. Even though we say we have hope, but what will we do with the power God has given to us?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
We have to use that power. We have to.
You better preach it over there, Linda.
Oh yeah. I'm on the radio, yes, and it goes across, believe it or not. I'm doing the end times ministry on Mondays at 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have guests and we're going to Revelation. So,
that's
yes,
awesome.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I believe God put me here for that reason. And I've been doing it since I've been on the air, which will be 6 years, June 10th. Lord bless and say the same.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for using your gift for the Lord. That encourages me.
Amen. Thank you for being my guest today, Sarah.
Absolutely. I was glad to be here. Very encouraged by being on, not in person with you, but in spirit, I'm there.
Yes, in spirit you are here, and we have enjoyed you, and I will have you again in the near future, I hope to. We don't know how things are going to look, even, you know, when we start opening up, when the governor starts opening up our state. But we do know there will be no more school, maybe in August, and they're still looking at that. But like you said, Child's Evangelism Fellowship still lives on. You're on Facebook, you're on YouTube, you're being in contact with the students and their parents, and God is good.
Yes, the ministry will not stop.
Right.
Because God does not want us to stop, you know?
No, no, can't stop.
And especially at times like this, we got to pick it up, you know?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes,
people are more open to the gospel when they go through hardships.
Yes.
And so we must continue because we're not going to be done until we're with him in heaven. So
that's right.
We're going to keep doing ministry. That's why we got these creative outlets that we can use through technology.
Yes.
We're going to use them.
That's right.
Because God has called us to, so... Pandemic's not going to stop us.
No, it's not. But
the Lord works, so we have to continue it.
We are out of time, Sarah. But thank you. We're out of time. Thank you for sharing with us. And God bless you and keep you and smile on you and give you peace.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda, for having me.
You're welcome, and thank you. Well, thank you for listening to A Voice of a People today with Linda Sims. Here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And thanks to my guest, Sarah Elsie, with Child's Evangelism Fellowship. She is the children's ministry specialist, and we thank God for her. And we help to encourage her, you know, to keep up the good work, the work of faith. So thank you. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels,